Episode number 160, ordering your new Camaro.
Coming to you almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
That's right, we're back at you for another exciting episode of the Camaro C28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
I'm Jason.
Yep, it's another week. Speaking of which, coming over here, did you notice the price of gas going down?
Why, yes, I did. In fact, I stopped and filled up.
Yeah. There's some place that's like 340 something.
Oh,
now.
Well, then I got screwed again.
Holy cow.
I got 354.
Oh, not bad.
Not
still
bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean it's you know, it's doing all right. It's looking good. I'm not saying the sky is falling just yet. Things are kind of gnarly looking, but we've been through this before.
Yeah.
People just don't remember.
Yeah, yeah.
Might not have been exactly the same, but we've been through it before.
Yeah.
I'm stocking up on canned foods and ammo just in case. Anyway, let's talk about some good news here.
Real good news.
Pretty basic episode coming at you folks this week. We're going to talk about ordering your new Camaro. We're probably going to be talking about that a lot for the next few months.
Yeah.
But we're not going to rehash the same crap because there's just too much excitement to contain into one or two episodes. Got a couple emails, got a couple of voicemails.
Yeah.
We're going to do a thread of the week. We haven't done that in a while.
All right.
Actually, it's going to be two threads of the week wrapped in one. And wrap it up with talking about the M13 Michigan event this coming weekend.
Okay.
So kick it off, Chris.
Yeah. Oh, man. Are you ready? October
13th. Ready. 2 weeks from today.
Today? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll be at the dealership when they open. Our salesperson's already waiting for us.
I think he's afraid. I really do. I think he's scared of us.
Yeah, we had to clarify a bunch of things this week with him in the ordering process.
Yep.
Yeah. And you confirmed it with John Fitzgerald that ordering will be available.
The Edmund Fitzgerald. Fitzpatrick.
why the hell did I say Fitzgerald?
Well, he listens to the show, so sorry, John.
Yeah, sorry about that. Why?
Mr. Fitzgerald.
Fitzgerald. Fitz. We'll just call him Fitz.
That's what we do.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, it's all been confirmed. Ordering process will be available Monday morning, October 13th. They should have their, whatchamacallits?
System.
Their system working,
mm-hmm.
And they're preferencing, or?
Well, I don't know for sure. I mean, right now, there's a lot of questions about it, and we can try to clear up some of it. What we do know is that John says the system will accept orders that day.
Right.
So, and this is just an assumption on my part, and I think it's okay to assume this, that when you walk into your dealership on Monday morning or whenever for that matter, but if you sit down and say, I want to order a new Camaro, they might just shrug their shoulders and say, we don't have any information on that.
So you can log in and check it.
Log in and check it because the system is on as of today. I have confirmation, and I'd really love to buy a car from you, sir.
Sir?
Sir. So if you don't mind, spin around and, you know, enter the crap in your computer.
Yeah. Let me see your manager.
Yeah. You want to sell a car or not? What's it going to be, partner?
Exactly.
All right there, sizzle chest.
I'm looking forward to it.
I am too. I can't wait.
But then, you know, once you order it, oh, then comes the worst part. The waiting.
I know. I mean, if you think the waiting has been tough up until this point,
yeah.
Imagine that there's a Camaro out there with your name on it.
I know.
And you can't have it yet.
It's going to be interesting to see how many people actually order a Camaro on the 13th. I wonder if they're going to release those numbers, the media or something.
Oh.
I'm sure it'll be in the paper saying, you know, October 13th, you'll be able to go in and get your new Camaro. You know, because I think they did that with the Challenger. And they said, okay, this is the date you can go order your Challenger, and then the next day in the paper, I think they released, you know, 4,000 or whatever were ordered on that day.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it'll be interesting to see.
Well, when Apple released their, yes, there is a correlation here, bear with me. When Apple released their iPhone 3G, it crashed the system, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's my challenge.
Every time they released
that's my challenge to everybody. We need to crash the GM ordering preferencing system.
Oh, man. I don't want to do that.
Get to your, take the day off, tell your boss to kiss your feet and or whatever appendage you have, and get over to the dealer and order your new Camaro. We're going to freaking order our Camaros, Chris.
I know. This is going to be great.
I feel like a kid waiting for knowing what I'm going to get under
it's
the Christmas
tree.
It's
going to be funny. We're going to be in there with like cameras and stuff and pictures on the table.
I told Settlemyer years ago that when the next Camaro was going to be made available, I will be there the first day with my nose pressed up against the glass at the dealership, like at 4 a.m, just waiting, yeah. Just like those idiots waiting for iPhones.
Yeah. We should do that. We should get there early in the morning.
We should camp out.
Yeah.
And just sit there and, you know.
They call all the media and they'll come up and show up there and say, look at all these people waiting for their Camaros.
All two of them, Chris and Jason. Build a little campfire right there in the parking lot.
Yeah.
I'll whip out that Eddie Bauer, Esteban guitar.
That's right, bro.
Start singing Kumbaya. Bring my Camaro home.
Yeah. Yeah. One thing that was brought up this week quite a bit in the thread that says you can order on October 13th is pricing. And I know Fitz said pricing may or may not be available on the day for ordering.
I'm not counting on it.
I'm not counting on it either. And to tell you the truth, I don't care. We know it's going to be priced with, you know, very similar to a similar equipped Mustang. So, I mean, you kind of have an idea. You don't know about all the extra options. I mean, we're probably going to get the RS package added on.
No probably about it. I'm getting it.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry.
The 20-inch wheels, I'm definitely getting those.
I think maybe, and folks call in and chew me out if I'm wrong on this, but in all seriousness, plan on between 30 and 35 for a V8 Camaro. Between
loaded.
Yeah. Well, I would say even stripped down, I would say right around the 30 to the 35 area. I mean,
right.
There's no, you know, keep the numbers fuzzy in either direction.
Right.
For a V6 Camaro, I would say 22 to 29, 28. That's actually a bigger area than the V8.
Right. I'm kind of doing a comparison between the V6 G8 mm-hmm. and the G8 GT.
Okay.
They're very close.
Okay.
The V6, you can get, I think, anywhere from 26,000 to 28, depending on what options, and there's not a whole lot. It's either like you have all the options or
mm-hmm.
you get a... And the same with the GT. I think the GT, completely loaded, goes up to 31.5 or 32.
How about this? For the V6, picture plus or minus $2,500 starting at $25,000. For the V8... picture plus or minus $2,500 starting at $30,000.
Yeah.
And then you go from there. If you're really going to get your ass kicked by a couple thousand dollars, you know, I mean, if it comes that tight to you, maybe you got to adjust your finances.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. If anybody wants to chew me out for that statement, feel free to correct me on that. But I'm kind of thinking, really, if you're riding that line very close, we applaud you for wanting a Camaro that bad, but I don't think anybody wants to see you have to eat canned pork and beans straight out of the can because you have a kick-ass Camaro in your garage.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not worried about it. We've been promised that it's going to be affordable for what it is.
Right.
I don't expect to spend myself personally much more than what I spent on my 2002 Camaro, which was $32,000 and change.
Right.
I don't expect to spend... I'm not looking for $40,000.
Right.
I can't see it happening, period.
No. Well,
we're going to find out.
As soon as the pricing becomes available, it'll be out there and everybody will bitch about it, you know, just like
that's
everything.
Okay. And while they're bitching, I'll be driving and I'll be smiling.
Yeah.
Same goes for...
with no markups.
Heads-up display. I know Jake Robb is going to call in and bitch me out for this because he's actually waiting for heads-up display. And I'm thinking to myself, anybody like Jake Robb, that son of a bitch, who's pissing and moaning about the heads-up display not being in there, while they're standing there watching me drive around smiling my ass off, they're going to be saying, I wish I had heads-up display and a Camaro.
Right.
So I mean, that's my opinion.
I was a little bummed that it wasn't going to be available, you know, when it first goes into production because I have heads-up display on my Corvette.
Yeah.
And I love it.
Yeah, I know.
I love it.
I'm bummed too.
Yeah.
But it's not going to stop me from getting a Camaro.
Exactly. What are you going to do?
If they didn't make the cyber gray color that I'm going to get, not black this time, if they didn't make it, I wouldn't go, oh, what the hell, and then walk away.
Yeah.
But again, my opinion, it doesn't have to reflect on anybody else.
I saw there was one other option that would be available later. I think they said it would be available.
Backup sensors.
Yeah, rear park assist.
Yeah, you're right. I forgot about that.
They said it would be available model year 2011. So
wow. Well, that'd be nice to have because rear visibility is not spacious.
Right.
You know, I'll say that. It's not blinding, but it's not spacious. So, hey, you got to be careful when you're backing up no matter what. So we're going to order ours.
Yeah.
Anybody who's going to order theirs, give us a call, and we'll give you the number in a little bit. We want to hear your story. What's it going to be?
Yeah.
How are you going to do it? You're going to be there first thing? You're going to wait for a couple of days? What's it going to be?
We'll be there with our Tim Hortons coffee, sitting there waiting for the doors to open.
wearing our Camaro shirts, little Camaro beanie, our Camaro Z28.com vinyl banner hanging up behind us. Our little
cheerleaders.
When they open the door, it's going to be like those guys that got the first PlayStation 3. We're going to be like, yeah! Pumping our fist in the air and streamers and, you know, MF-er, yeah! Sorry, clean.
Clowns doing backflips.
Cartwheels throwing firebombs.
Yeah.
Ed Pieper standing there with a microphone in his hand. Chris and Jason, how do you feel to be the first to order your Camaro at this dealership?
I feel great, Ed. I feel great.
Yeah. And, well, you know what? It probably won't be too far from that in my mind. Honest to God, I'll be calling my wife. I did it. You know, I'm going to feel like a kid again. And that's what it's supposed to be all about.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be like that. Oh, man, I could talk about this for an hour straight.
I know.
But we can't. We're moving along here.
Yeah.
I got a couple of emails here.
Yeah.
Chris, you want to kick off with yours?
Sure.
All right.
This one comes to us, Kershaw, from Kershaw. It says, hey, it's Kershaw. I don't post that often, but I'm an obsessive Camaro fan. I heard a month ago that Magna Charger got bought out, and now that they can be installed in a GM vehicle without voiding the warranty. Have you heard anything about this, or have you any insight or information about this? And it was sent from his BlackBerry.
Cool.
No, I didn't hear about this. And I actually went to their webpage, you know, to try and do a little research. And as far as I know, Magna Charger's still Magna Charger. Unless somebody bought them and kept the same webpage.
A lot of time that happens when a company's acquired or purchased. They want.
I went to the About Us page on it. And
things the same, yeah.
There was nothing that said they were owned by, you know, Holly or something like that.
Well, that wouldn't surprise me. Holly buys everybody, or Mr. Gasket. You know, I'm looking at this email. We don't know anything about it. It might have happened, but for all we know on the consumer end, we'll never notice a difference. Yeah. A lot of companies work that way.
As far as having them installed at a dealership?
Boy, that's even more of a questionable one.
I'm sure there are some dealers who will do it and will warranty their work, but I don't think it's a widespread, like a GM performance parts thing.
Well, who knows at this point? Things are changing so rapidly.
Right.
I wish we had a solid answer for you. Anybody else out there, gang, call in and let us know if you got any solid info on that.
Yeah.
Wish we could give you a straight answer. Chris, any more thoughts on that one?
No. No. You could check with your dealership and ask them, too.
Oh, God.
Yeah. You might get a worse answer than we have.
We do we do floor mats and Alteza taillights. You want to buy this Like a Rock shirt that we have hanging up there collecting dust? We usually have those little trinkets hanging up at the dealerships.
Yeah.
But, you know, the dealerships are going to light up with Camaro junk from GM.
Of course.
You know, I shouldn't say junk, but stuff, you know.
Yeah, swag.
Swag. All right, I got a voicemail message here.
Email.
Comes from Dr. Damon.
Dr. Damon?
Dr. Damon. He says, hey, guys, I discovered the podcast a few weeks ago, and I can't wait to listen every week. It's really great. Well, thank you. My question is for Jason. I would like to know if the black Camaro SS that was at Milford had glossy paint or the really nice black metallic like the Malibu. I've owned only black cars and think that the metallic black with black racing stripes would be really slick. If it's not metallic, I might try cyber gray with black stripes. Thanks and keep up the good work. Damon,
was there a black one at Milford?
There was a black one at the
not
second
the Ivor
focus
car.
Group.
No, oh, okay.
Well, there was an Ivor car as well. There was actually four pre-production, like looks like the real deal, complete deal. Red, yellow, black, and gray, the silver one that you see.
Okay.
The black one wound up being what everybody is going to be seeing on October 13th, the same day that we can order the car. Christian Slater will be driving around in that very same car, probably shooting people or something from the previews, it looks like.
And my own worst enemy.
Yep, that's right. We got to talk about that next week.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that next week. I got to tell you, I don't remember if it was metallic or not. I don't think it was. I can remember standing there looking at it. I just don't remember if it was. I don't think it was.
Yeah.
Because if it doesn't say metallic in the on the Camaro website at Chevrolet.com/Camaro.
It just says black.
Then it's not black metallic.
Yeah.
Yeah. But for some reason, I can see it possibly being, but I don't remember it being.
Right.
If that makes any sense. Mm. Kind of silly. Cyber gray with black stripes.
Interesting.
Good choice, my friend. Good choice. Because, Chris, what color are you going to get?
I'm going to be getting black with cyber gray stripes.
And I'm going to be getting cyber gray with black stripes. And, ladies and gentlemen, we did not plan that. It's just the way we are. It's kind of creepy.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Damon, for that for that email. And if anybody else wants to get a hold of us about our previous comments this episode, or fire us an email, or pick up the phone and leave us a voicemail, here's how.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
So we have one voicemail this week.
Cool.
And I'm going to go ahead here and play it.
Kick it.
Jason and Chris, this is Nelson from North Carolina. Andy, my 68 SS, talked to you at the banquet and all around the Indy OA event this weekend. Told you I'd leave you a message yesterday. Forgot I was in the airport, tied up with some other stuff and talking to other people. But you want me to remind you about your anniversary that y'all did not talk about. But it was great meeting you guys. Appreciate it. Enjoyed the summit. I'll leave you one again later. Bye.
Nelson.
Nelson.
Thank you for that.
Oh, Nelson. Good talking to you at the Indy event.
Absolutely.
Glad to meet you. And thanks for the reminder. Yeah, we were discussing this there.
We've completely forgot about
our
that.
Our three-year anniversary.
Our three-year anniversary for our podcast and our 12-year anniversary for the website.
Oh, shoot.
Time flies, huh?
Oh, man. We're definitely into our 12th year? Oh, crap.
Yeah.
I was 20. I'm so old I can't do math. I was 24.
Okay, so 96 is when the site, I guess, officially became CamaroZ28.com.
No, and anybody wants to call me old, I will fight them at my event this coming weekend. Come on, bring it on. Yeah, that's 3 years of the podcast, 12 years of Camaro, and we're still losers.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, thanks for the reminder, buddy.
We were just talking about this over breakfast this morning, reminiscing about old websites we used to go to that just disappeared.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, we're still here.
Yeah, we've outlived them all. It's like we're like the war veteran from, you know, that's oh, I guess I'm the only one left, you know.
Cuz like my favorite like search engine back there was like InfoSeek or Excite.
And InfoSeek got bought by Disney, which had just turned into go.com or something like that.
Yeah.
InfoSeek was the bomb.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Remember that?
Yep. Jeez. Well, we could go on about this for days.
Oh, of course.
We'll be showing our age at that point. Mm-hmm. So let's see. We've been doing this for 12 years. That means that people that have their driver's licenses right now were 4 when we started.
Oh, my God.
My son is 12.
Now that you put it that way. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're pretty old.
Yeah. Camaro. What's a Camaro? They made Camaros before the one they're coming out with? Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised.
Exactly.
I want a Camaro. What year? Well, 2010. It's the only year they made. Cool stuff, man. Hey,
yeah.
Thanks again for that voicemail. We cover all those topics.
Yeah.
We kind of skipped around there and went up memory lane and Geritol lane. Well, what we haven't done in a while is, oh crap, look out.
It's time for the thread of the week from the Camaro Z28.com message boards. If you want to get involved with the message boards, just go to CamaroZ28.com. You'll join over 50,000 Camaro and Firebird enthusiasts from around the world.
Well, the first one here, you said we're going to do a couple of them. So the first one here is in the 2010 Camaro General Form and then in the interior section.
Yep.
And this is something you posted.
Well,
something I never.
Somebody else posted, well, and I caught it.
Right. Something, yeah, I never noticed as well. Every time you see it, it's a picture of the gauges. The, what was it?
The Tach and the Speedo.
Yeah, the Tach and the Speedo. And
that's
and,
where it started anyway.
Embossed right below that in real tiny black there is a little SS logo.
Yeah, in each one. Like,
what a nice little touch.
Yeah. In that... caused me to bring up the point. We mentioned it before. There's like a little, you can't see it in the picture there, but the little SS logo at the bottom of edge of the steering wheel, if you get the SS package.
Right.
But on all Camaros, to our knowledge, I mentioned this a long time ago, but I just couldn't talk about it. You know, well, I said you'll find bow ties in places that you never have before. Sure enough, on the door sills where it says Chevrolet, it's embossed with like a little pattern, almost like a checkered plate pattern of bow ties. And I mentioned this before, but I didn't have a picture. So I took a picture of it and I posted it. The threads in question, there's actually two that are very similar, and that's why we said there'd be two of them. One is called Speedo and Tack Change? And the other one is, anyone notice the SS emblems under the gas and temp gauges? So
yeah.
Both great threads.
Well, I'm just noticing here is the person who shot this picture, the time on their picture is wrong.
What's it say?
January 2nd, 2006.
Do we have like a spy photographer on the board? Is that Brenda Pretty? No.
No.
It was actually started in the first thread with Speedo and Tack Chains. They were actually talking about the lettering, which went from like the old-fashioned skinny style to the more blocky square style, and I'm kind of glad they did it that way.
Yeah, this is very cool. I really like the door sill ones with all the little bow ties.
And what's cool is that you don't got to spend $100 to buy some aftermarket ones that look cool. I think those look cool as they are.
Right.
I like seeing...
They're putting it in from the factory.
Yep. I like them bringing back the bow tie thing. You know, you really... How many bow ties were on the fourth gen Camaros? There's one on the back.
There's one on the front.
One on the front and one on the steering wheel if you got an LS1 car.
Right.
And I think that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Now there's hundreds of them on there. Cool, cool. So those are the threads of the week, or thread of the weeks. Yeah. Thread neck of the woods.
The more you see the car, the more
nape of the neck.
Small details you're going to be able to find.
Yeah, I mentioned the one under the hood, too. Yep. That one's huge. Yeah. You just don't normally look up. Well, cool. I guess we're going to wrap this one up with talking about my event that's this weekend.
This weekend.
I'm getting nervous. I always do. The 13th annual Michigan GM event.
13th.
God, you know what?
We've been doing this website for 12 years.
I've been doing, participating. Well, if you remember, the very first Michigan event is where you and I met for the first time.
That's right, yeah.
Memory. Okay. So anybody who's in the Great Lakes area or just doesn't mind taking a nice long drive for a really cool one-day friendly and fun drag race for all GM cars, head over to migmevent.com. Pre-registration is closed, although I haven't changed the website yet. I probably ought to.
We'll do all the test and tune you want all day, circle around, keep going back.
You can hot lap, typically. Yeah. We have just enough cars to make it fun, but not so much to where it's just not fun.
Right.
I assume with the economy being the way that it is and gasoline prices, I'm going to assume attendance will be down just a little bit, meaning that those who do show up will just have more track time.
That's right.
We've had guys that made 20 runs in a day.
Just easy.
Hot lap. Yeah. And it's fun. I got trophies, cash prizes, some goodies, you know, and you just, it's almost like just another day at the track with your buddies.
Gathering of the friends you every year.
MIGMEvent.com. Be there.
Yeah.
Saturday. So I guess that's going to do it.
Yeah.
Anything else?
I don't think I have anything else to cover this week.
We're over our time limit anyway. So having said that. We'll see everybody next week.
See you next week.
Thanks for listening to the CamaroZ28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to CamaroZ28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.